Dr. Tweedy, written by Robert Riley Crutcher and starring as Thaddeus Q. Tweedy, Frank Morgan. As Benjamin Franklin said, if you know how to spend less than you earn, you have found the philosopher's stone. Dr. Tweedy, the dean of men at Potts College, is a philosopher, and he frequently admonishes his students...
The way to health is as plain as the way to the store. It depends chiefly on industry and frugality. My advice is, save your money for a rainy day.
Yes, and Dr. Tweedy practices what he preaches. He has put something away for a rainy day.
Welby, where's my umbrella?
And Dr. Tweedy always knows where he can lay his hands on some ready cash.
Aha! Here's a dime under the chair cushion.
Well, let's face it. Dr. Tweedy has trouble making ends meet. But this morning, the Dean of Women, Miss Tilsey, brought him the good news of a salary increase.
Dr. Tweedy, yes. The Board of Trustees has voted an increase in salary.
They have?
Yes, $50 a month.
$50?
Yes, for me. I received a letter this morning.
Well, I'm very happy for you, Miss Tilsey. Very happy. Did they say anything about me?
Oh, yes. They did mention you.
They did?
Jonathan. There seems to be some doubt, Dr. Speedy. They asked my opinion about an increase for you.
Mrs. Tilsey, have I told you how beautiful you look this morning?
Thank you.
Oh, you've never looked more ravishing.
Thank you. Mm. We are to appear at the board meeting in New York Monday morning.
Why, that's wonderful. Miss Tilsey, I have a suggestion. Why don't we make a weekend of it? As my cause.
Lovely.
Yes, a little vacation for both of us. We owe it to ourselves to relax every so often. Dinner, the theater, supper, dancing.
That sounds delightful, Thaddeus.
Yes.
I can stay with some friends of mine.
Oh, I'll get some tickets for a good show.
I know just the one.
You do?
The Art Players are doing several tragedies in the original Greek.
The Art, yes. Well, I thought perhaps a good musical would...
Why,
would
yes, of course. A musicale. We are lucky. The Pinsky String Trio is giving a concert of ancient madrigals this weekend.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Of course, someone has to carry on while you're gone. Maybe I'd better stay here.
Nonsense, Thaddeus. We owe it to ourselves to relax and have some fun now and then.
Fun, yes. I would...
We'll have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And naturally, I intend to recommend that salary increase for you.
Oh, well, thank you. And while we're at it, maybe we could visit Grant's tomb. Well, Miss Tilsey, our weekend has begun.
I'd better call my friend.
Yes.
And in the meantime, you can call a cab. I'll meet you in front of the station in a few minutes.
I'll be waiting there, Miss Tilsey.
I won't be long.
Hey, mister.
Are you addressing me, sir?
Yeah, mister. Could you help a guy out?
Well, I believe I can. Let me see. There you are, my good man.
Oh, no, I don't mean dough. I mean, would you do me a favor?
Why, certainly, if I can. Oh, may I have my quarter back?
Oh, yeah. There you are. Hey, you see, this here's my kid.
Well, how do you do, young lady?
That's an awful-looking tie. You've got a lot of egg on it.
I have? Where? Oh, no. Those are just yellow polka dots.
Looks like egg to me.
Yeah, there's a charming little girl. Charming.
Yeah, her name's Patsy. She ran away and came down to the station to see me off, and now I haven't time to take her back. I want you to put her in a cab. Would you, mister, please?
Well, I'd be delighted. Where do I send her?
Well, I'll write the address down for you.
Here.
You got a piece of paper?
Well, I...
Here, Daddy. You can write on this candy wrapper.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. You see, mister, I've got a job waiting for me in California, but I don't want to take the kid until I get settled.
Very sensible.
Yeah, that's why I'm boarding her in a home until I can send for her.
Very sensible.
Trinity Tracksing Force!
My train. Now, she's got some dough in her purse. Just put her in a cab.
Well, I'll take good care of her. Don't worry about a thing. I have a way with children.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, so long, Patsy. Be a good kid now.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, wave to him, Patsy. Wave a bye-bye. Yes, I now come along with Uncle Tweedy.
You ain't my uncle.
Oh, no. Ain't is not correct, dear. I am not your uncle.
That's what I said. You ain't.
Yeah, well, now let's find a taxi cab with pretty colors and lights on it, and away you fly for a wonderful ride. Won't that be fun?
No, I don't want to go.
Well, just think. As you ride home, you can look out the window and see all the big buildings.
I saw them coming down.
Yeah. What's the address?
I won't tell you.
You put that candy bar in your purse, didn't you?
I won't tell you.
Well, now, if you'll give it to me, I'll give you something.
What?
Well, what would you like?
A baby brother.
Yeah, well, isn't there something else you'd like instead of a baby brother?
A baby sister.
You drive a hard bargain. Well, young lady, I don't believe in bribing children. Get that address out of your purse.
I won't go back, and you can't make me. You ain't my daddy.
Now remember what I told you. You shouldn't say I ain't your daddy. Now let me see that candy wrapper.
No.
Give me your purse.
No.
I said give it to me. No little girl is going to bully me.
Let's go of my purse. Let's go of my purse. Give me back my purse.
Stop screaming. What'll people think?
Give me back my purse.
I said stop it.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hello, officer.
I want my purse.
Did you snatch that little kid's purse?
Snatch her purse? Ridiculous. Preposterous. I resent the insinuation. Do I look like the kind of man who steals pennies from children? All I want is her candy bar.
I see. A taffy bandit.
Oh, no. Gee, that is, well, I both, you understand.
Funny, isn't it?
No. Patsy's my little daughter. I'm taking her home, and come along, dear. Taxi! 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 Taxi!
Yes, sir, where to?
Here's $5. I want you to take this young lady home.
What's the address?
Well, the address is... Well, you'll find it on her candy bar.
Huh?
Goodbye, Patsy. Remember what you told... Your daddy told you. Now be a good girl.
Daddy, don't leave me. Don't send me back to the orphan's home.
Hey, come back here, you.
Who, me?
What's this orphan's home routine?
Well, I don't know.
Are you trying to abandon your kid in my cab?
She's not my child.
No?
No.
And why is she calling you daddy?
I don't know. Patsy, what's the matter with you? You know I'm not your daddy.
You said I shouldn't say you ain't my daddy.
Well, that's right. You shouldn't say I ain't your daddy. But the point is, I ain't. I mean, where's that address?
I don't want to go back to the home. They beat me, they tie with me chains, and they burn my feet, and then they kick me in the...
That is not true, and you know it. Patsy, where is that candy bar?
I ate it.
Oh, well, where's the wrapper?
I ate it.
Oh. Hey, now listen, mister, there's something behind this.
Yes, and if she doesn't behave herself, I'm going straight to the bottom of it.
You lay a hand on that kid and I will...
I do not intend to strike her. All I want is to get rid of her.
You can get 10 years in a jug for abandoning a kid.
I am not abandoning her. I tell you, she is not my child.
Well, well, is that so?
Yes, she's not. She's had... Oh, it's you again.
You told me she was your little girl.
I did? Yes, well, we were just leaving. The Hudson Arms Hotel, driver, and hurry.
Okay.
Officer. Oh, officer.
Yes, ma'am?
Have you seen a gentleman with white hair and a mustache?
And a Christmas necktie?
Yes.
Yellow polka dots on red?
Yes.
He just got in a cab with his girl.
A girl?
Yes, a little cutie.
Where did they go? Tell me. I don't want to know.
Sleepy.
Yeah, well, as soon as we get up to the room, you can take a nap.
Yes, sir.
I'm Dr. Thaddeus Q. Tweedy. You have my reservation?
Oh, yes, Dr. Tweedy. We have it, but...
But what?
But you didn't mention that you had a child.
Now, don't you start that.
I'm sorry, Dr. Tweedy, but our rules are very explicit. No children or dogs allowed.
Well, she's not my child, and she doesn't bark. I'm taking her home for a friend of mine. After I make some telephone calls.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
I should think you would.
Will you register, sir, and I'll get you your key at once.
Thank you.
Who are you going to call, Daddy?
Daddy? Did she say Daddy?
No. Thaddy. You see, she can't pronounce Thaddeus.
I can, too. Thaddeus. Now, there. Who are you going to call, Daddy? Are you going to order a baby brother for me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dr. Tweedy. Your reservation has just been canceled.
Well, where are people with children supposed to sleep? Central Park? So, this is Central Park. Well, it's nice and warm here tonight. Yeah, here's a soft bench. Not too soft. Patsy, why do you refuse to tell me where that home is?
Because I want to stay with you.
Why?
Because I like you. Don't you like me?
Well, let's just say I'm getting used to you.
You do like me, don't you?
Of course.
I think your necktie's pretty, too.
Comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Tell me a story.
Well, I don't believe I remember any.
You told one to the man at the hotel.
Yes, well, that was a different kind of a story.
Make one up.
Well, that's what I did. I mean, I... all right, now, let me see. Once upon a time, there was a fairy godmother.
What was her name?
Tilsy. All she had to do was wave her magic wand, and she could get a raise in salary for our hero, a very handsome and remarkable little boy named Thaddeus.
Like you?
Yes, that's right.
Go on.
Well, let me see now. Oh, yes, little Thaddeus was very, very good to his fairy godmother. He invited her out for a weekend.
So he could get his raise?
Yes.
He was selfish, wasn't he?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. He wanted his fairy godmother to have a good time.
He was selfish.
He was not. Anyway, before little Thaddeus knew what he was doing, he found himself in the clutches of a little witch.
What did she do?
Everything. She spoiled little Thaddeus' weekend with his fairy godmother. Poor little Thaddeus didn't know what to do.
Is that the end?
Well, it's the beginning of the end.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to sleep with our boots on tonight. Come. Now, you'd better say your prayers.
Aren't you going to say them with me?
Well, I haven't said them for quite some time.
Why? Did you get everything you wanted?
We shouldn't always ask for things, Patsy. We should express gratitude for what we have and ask God to make us good.
Well, Daddy, you're already good.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. But I think perhaps there's a little room for improvement. Kneel down now and put your hands in front of your face. Bow your head.
Like this?
Uh-huh.
Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me. Bless thee, thy little lamb, tonight. Through the darkness be thou near me. Keep me safe till morning light. Bless my new daddy, too. And please don't let him send me back to the home, because I love him so. Thanks a lot. Amen.
Amen.
What's the matter, Daddy?
Nothing. I guess I just got something in my eye. Come here, Patsy.
All right.
Get on my lap. Yeah, that's a good girl. Now go to sleep, Patsy. Lullaby and good night, thy mother's delight. Bright angels around, my darling shall stand. Thank you.
to Frank Morgan as the fabulous Dr. Tweedy. Dr. Tweedy and Patsy have spent the night on a soft, comfortable bench in Central Park. Patsy is up with the sun. Dr. Tweedy is down with a crick in his back.
Oh. I can't move. I'm paralyzed.
I'll help you up, Daddy.
I feel like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. How long have you been awake?
I woke up and my stomach started growling. Last night I dreamed I was eating pancakes. Yeah. Great big heap of pancakes with lots of butter and syrup.
Yeah, with coffee?
Uh-huh. Mm. And there was lots of crisp bacon and eggs and toast and orange marmalade and...
Yes, I wonder where the nearest restaurant is. Hey, let's see if we can find one.
I can't go anywhere with my hair all messed up like this.
The eternal woman. Here, here's a comb.
I can't reach the back.
Well, turn around. I'll do it.
Can you braid it in the pigtail?
Oh, well, of course. Over and under. Over and under.
Ouch!
Well, hold still now. Over and under. Over and... Oh, heavens, how did my necktie get in there?
Did you dream last night?
Yes.
About me?
Yes. I was in Sing Sing for kidnapping. Have you got a hair ribbon?
Yes, right here in my purse.
Patsy, there's that candy wrapper.
Don't read it, Daddy. Please don't.
Now look, Patsy.
I have to go back, don't I?
Yes.
You hate me.
Of course I don't. But you see, I have no way of looking after a little girl.
Are they more trouble than little boys?
Well, I don't know. I'm a bachelor. I teach school and...
You could teach me. I promise I'd be good.
Well, maybe someday when you grow up, you can come to my school.
Will you still be there?
Not at the rate I'm going. But I'm sure this place is a very nice home, Patsy. And once you get used to it, you'll be very happy there. Here we are. Patsy, what's the lady's name?
Mrs. Buckingham.
Yeah, a very distinguished name. Goes back to the 12th century.
We don't want any.
That was Mrs. Buckingham.
All right. Go ahead and take your old washing machine. It's busted anyway.
Madam, I am not here to repossess the washing machine.
All right, go ahead and take your old vacuum cleaner. It's busted anyway.
Madam, I believe you are entrusted with the care of a child named Patsy.
Patsy?
Yes.
Patsy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You want to see her?
See her? This is Patsy right here.
What's she doing out there?
You mean to say you haven't even missed her?
Daddy.
So you're her pa. You owe me $50 board money. Board's got to be paid a month in advance.
Well, she won't be staying here any longer, I can tell you that. I wouldn't permit Patsy to stay in this filthy hole. Now I can understand why she was so reluctant to be incarcerated here.
My, don't we talk fancy.
This place should be investigated.
Well, that's the way you feel about it. Why did you send your kid here in the first place?
Madam, that is beside the point. I shall discuss this matter with the proper authorities. Will you please hurry and pack our things?
It's a pleasure.
I wouldn't have a child of mine stay any longer than necessary in this poor man's tobacco road.
I'll get them all ready.
Thank you. All of them?
Yes, all of them. What? Patsy's brothers and sisters.
No.
If you don't want no child of yours here, you can take them. All five of them.
Five? Five! Patsy, why, you didn't tell me.
It's my turn, you can't do
that! Patsy! Stay on the sidewalk. Patsy! Is everybody here? Patsy!
I want some candy.
I want a handy.
I'm sleepy.
I'm empty.
I'm hungry.
I'm losing my mind. Patsy! Here, blow.
I don't want it, he does.
Oh, well, here, go ahead and blow. Taxi!
I want some candy.
Get off that fire plug. Taxi!
Where are we going?
I'm late. I have to attend a very important board meeting. Oh, here's a taxi. Company, fall in. Count off.
Happy,
Eileen,
Mike, Kathleen,
Solomon.
How did you get in there? Forward march.
Hello.
Gentlemen, as chairman of the Board of Trustees of Potts College, I suggest we now take up the subject of a salary increase for Dr. Tweedy. Miss Tilsey, do you feel that he shows promise?
Yes. Dr. Tweedy is the most promising man I've ever known.
Then, you find him capable?
Dr. Tweedy's a very capable person. He's capable of almost anything. He's a man to keep your eye on.
Well, here we are. Better late than never.
I want some candy.
Yes, well, never mind. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Miss Tilsey. I believe I owe you an explanation.
Dr. Tweedy, may I say that this tops anything you've ever done?
Well, now, Miss Tilsey, let's not jump to conclusions. You see, gentlemen, these children are the result of a little mistake.
Whose mistake?
Mine, Miss Tilsey. That is to say, I never saw these children until today, did I, children?
No, Daddy.
Yes.
I want to hang.
Well, here you are. Through a disastrous chain of circumstances, I find I'm obliged temporarily to provide...
I'm hungry.
Yes, you'll find peanuts in my coat pocket. Where was I? Oh, yes, I'm obliged to look after these charming children for the time being.
Dr. Tweedy,
yes.
Do you mean to say that you take care of all these children?
Yes, it's been rather difficult. But I've managed somehow. You'll never know what I've gone through in the last 24 hours.
I'm hungry.
I'm starving, too.
I think I speak for the board in saying that you have presented an eloquent case for an increase in salary.
But could
you manage with another $50 a month?
But I...
I understand, Tweety. We'll make it 75.
Daddy.
Yes, Patsy, what is it?
Lean over. I want to whisper something in your ear.
Oh, well, go on. Huh? Yes, gentlemen, will you excuse us, please? I have to get Patsy some peanuts.
Robert!
Believe me, Miss Tilsey, I'm terribly sorry I spoiled your vacation.
Let's just call it our lost weekend. That is, I think it was very kind of you to look after all those children.
Oh, it was nothing.
What did you do with them?
Well, I wired their father and told him I was sending them to a summer camp. It's rather expensive, but my new raise, thanks to you, will help cover the cost.
Dr. Tweedy, sometimes I think you're a fool.
Miss Tilsey, sometimes I think you're right.
But right now, I think you're a charming fool.
Oh.
Come on, let's catch our train.
Yeah, you go ahead, Miss Tilsey, and I'll see to the bags.
You'd better hurry. We haven't much time.
Yes. Now, what did I do with those checks?
Daddy, wait for me.
Patsy, why aren't you on your way to camp?
I ran away. I'm not going to the camp. I'm coming to live with you, Daddy.
Patsy, you are not coming home with me. You're going to that camp. And I am not your daddy.
Well,
Oh, it's you again, officer. Well, hurry up, dear. We'll miss our train. We're going home.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Frank Morgan will be back in just a moment with his thought for the week. But first, here is... again is Frank Morgan with his thought for the week.
Our topic for today is happiness. The truly happy man is the one who has no cares and no worries. Nothing bothers or upsets him. He's perfectly content with life. He's an idiot. Which brings me to my thought for the week. He who laughs last is awfully slow.
Tonight with Mr. Morgan were Nana Bryant as Miss Tilsey, Don Bender as Patsy, and Gail Gordon as Mr. Potts. Music was composed and directed by Elliot Daniel. Jerry Hausner played the cab driver, Ken Christie, the officer, Jack Edwards Jr., the father and the hotel clerk, and Noreen Gamill played Mrs. Buckingham. Now this is John Heaston saying good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.